This podcast replay is brought to you by Orvieto's Awards and More. For 35 years, providing everything from plaques to laser and UV printing. They do all their engraving and printing in-house for quality control. Call Charles at 305-949-8098 or visit them at orvietosawards.com. Orvieto's Awards and More, where recognition is rewarding.
I think the kickoff rule change is good.
It is. We talked about it already, the XFL kickoff. Yeah, it's crap what they have now, right? You're just kicking it out of the end zone, so there's no returns. So at least now you get some kind of a return. Look, man, the days of, you know, some of you that are young, you didn't really experience it, but those of us that are older, you know, we watch them play through the whistle. And, you know, we watch Lyle Alzado step on people and we would laugh about it. You know, back in the day, that's kind of what it was. We were laughing at these brutal collisions and we wanted to see more because that's what we are as a society. And, you know, it's been like that since the days of the Roman gladiators. But those days are done. Obviously the gladiators, but what I mean is, they're going to try to take out as much of the collision. So since the collision was taken out of the return game, the XFL came up with a really cool return idea where there's still some skill to it. You still can scheme it. And if you break somebody free, they gone. I mean, gone. Because you're so overcommitted. So you better be perfect. So this is actually, you know, at least there's something there. Okay. And before you had absolutely nothing, that's where we ended up. So if we're going to get to that point, then at least let's do this. This is a little better. So I love the change for the new kickoff rule. It gives us something to watch now. And I think that's actually pretty cool. Yes, sir.
Did they end up leaving it at the 30 on the kickoff? Because the XFL actually had an extreme rule where if you kicked it and it was a touchback, the other team got the ball at the 40.
Yeah, no, I don't think they got that. I don't think
I think the NFL went to the 30. I believe they went to the 30. So still, I mean, a little bit more of a, because it was the 25 for a touchback. Now they get 5 more yards. So
yeah, but at least.
Yeah.
The act of getting some kind of a return.
Yep.
And the better coaches might be able to scheme something up, dude. They might see a weakness in somebody else and whatever. And so here you go, you know, by the way, I'll give you a little nugget out of all of that. You've taken the collisions out of it. Who's to say you don't have Tyreek in those kind of situations and Waddle? And a Chan. Not Mostert because he carries a lot, so he doesn't need that. And obviously, Waddle and Tyreek would be in special situations. But this kind of adds the element of, hey, man, now we kind of need a returner that maybe somebody that is shifty enough that can read and react quickly. And if we have somebody like that, that can somehow break free, they're done. They're done. Because the kicker ain't stopping you. So once you get past that wall, brother, you're queen. I want to break free. And you're gone. You history. So that'll be fun. That adds an element that maybe at least the collisions aren't that bad. So you can have those kind of players in those situations too.